Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And today, we're continuing hashtag justice for Haley. And it's going to be a different format today than I've ever done because I don't know how else to do it. But I'll explain as we go along. So when we left you last, Brooks Cleary showed his true colors, or, you know, showed his ass to the detectives after the first hour or however long it was on the episode previously when they ask him questions. They get him past Miranda and he tells all the lies. What we know are lies, the detectives knew were lies. And then I cut that one off right before he became, before they confronted him about Haley's murder, right? And then he lost his Jesus and did all the cursing and you fucking pigs and fake cried. Even the detective said, dude, you didn't have any tears coming out of your eyes, right? And so he goes through this whole big long, you know, blowing up and cursing them. And the older detective, he was more angry against, and then he would turn to the younger detective and saying, and you don't believe me either. So the Patreon of convicts, our subscribers, have all the videos. Okay. Y'all are only getting to hear certain excerpts from them because they're so long. Right. But these videos are taken from two different views in the interrogation room, and, you know, nothing paints a picture better than the video. I can't tell you the story as good as the videos show it. Now, that goes triply true for this episode, because what happened, he's showing his ass, and finally they were like, you know, basically fuck you. He was like, I don't want to talk to y'all anymore. And so what they do is they bring him to another interview room. Now, he still got on the same shirt. You can see it in the video with the blood on it. The same shirt. And he has the mask that they gave him because he said he had COVID. And he has his red Solo cup. All right. And they bring him in, place him in this separate interview room. Now, in this interview room, there's only a round table and a couple of chairs. Okay. And it's four walls, two cameras. And he obviously knows where the cameras are, and I'm going to get to that. And there's a peephole in the door. So they bring him in here in the room, and they set him down. And the video, y'all, is, I think it's close to an hour, but he's in the room. It's an old investigator trick. You let him stew. Let him sit. Watch and see what he wants to do. Maybe he's going to come back and say, okay, now I want to talk, right? And say it was an accident or whatever. But I would have done the same thing. You have nothing to lose. Meanwhile, you're also doing your investigation. You're doing following up on different things. You're chasing down leads and, you know, preparing his book and paperwork, figuring out what you're going to charge him with so you can hold him, right? Getting a court order for DNA and other things like that. So it's kind of an old cop trick, but it's not. They're still working, but when they put him in this room by himself, he is just a total dick. And I'm going to explain it to you. And because most of it is nonverbal, and you can hear all the noise and everything, because most of it's nonverbal and most of y'all aren't subscribers, that, and you won't get to see the video of him acting a total ass and he's by himself, like a little kid. I have taken a step by step notes of exactly what he did in the room minute by minute. And then, so I'm going to read those to you now, and then I'm going to attach the audio. And I would, even if you're not a subscriber, look, if you want to become a subscriber, a patron or convict, you can go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime, and it has all the different levels and everything on there. And look, you get it, you get bonus episodes. I think there's like 25, 26 original Real Life Real Crime bonus episodes locked up, plus all the other cases, all the other case file materials that we've done over the years. Everything from Haley's case, all the, you know, the body cams from the different cops and the pictures of, from the crime scene and everything else. Well, those have to be locked up, right? And so if you want to see them, have access to them, go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime, and it'll bring it all up. Or go download the Real Life Real Crime community app from the App Store for free. And if you choose to, in there, there is a subscription mode. And I affectionately call our subscribers in there convicts. And you can do it in there. It's the same levels, the same benefits that you get as Patreon. It's just inside our app. And all these videos are there. And nothing can tell it better than the video. But unfortunately, on this one, 90% of this video is him doing all this crazy shit, but he doesn't say a whole lot. But I'm gonna get to that in a second. But what I want to say unequivocally, and if you saw the videos from before and you listened to the audio on the past episodes, if you didn't get to see the videos, he's not drunk, y'all. He's not high. And the when I read you all the stupid shit that he does in here, that you would think this guy's got to be fucked up, but he's not. I mean, you could look at him and he speaks clearly, and the, he's not staggering. There's none of that in there. So when I read all this, it's going to sound like he is, but I'm telling you my professional opinion of dealing with people who are fucked up all these years, including my entire life. This cat's not one. He is just an asshole. All right. And I think ultimately when they put him in this room, all this shit he does, he's trying to get a rise out of the detectives. He's trying to get them to come back in so he can be confrontational again. And then at the end of it, you'll see he's a little bitch. All right. So we're going to start. And again, I'm going to read it all to you. My notes that I took as I watched the video again, and then we're going to play the audio. All right, but let's start with they bring him into the separate interrogation room and they shut the door. Okay. And he sits down and he tears up that red Solo cup, rips it into pieces, little bitty pieces. And then he stares at the camera. Okay. And while he's staring at the camera, he bangs his fist on the table like bam. You know, look, if I was the cop and I wasn't waiting to see what his reaction was going to be, that I would have gone in there and been like, bitch, don't you be hitting my shit. But they let him go and his true colors came out. So he bangs on the table. Then that face mask they gave him, cause he said he had COVID. He tears the mask up and throws it at the wall. Right. And then he gets up and he goes to the door and he tries to open it. And he says, fucking pigs. Then he takes off his shirt. Okay. And he's walking around the room. The detective comes back in the door, and you can hear this when I play the audio. The young detective comes back to the door and says, hey, don't tear anything up. And he says like, it's only a red cup, you know, something like that. Right. And the detective leaves, and then he, begins to tear up the cup some more, right? He's just being a dick. And then he's sitting down. He begins to play the drum on the table, like, you know, with his hands. Then he stops and he looks at his hands. Then the ring, I think this is like a kind of like a male engagement ring that he got from Haley, that's supposed to show his love for Haley. He takes the ring off and he's holding it up in his right hand, and he drops it on the table almost like you would drop a top and lets it spin. And he does that over and over again. He's dropping it for air and catches it and lets it hit the table, spin, catches it. I mean, repeatedly, like it's a toy, right? Then he stops and he bangs his hands on the table again. Okay. I mean, it's loud, y'all. You'll hear it in the audio. Then he stands up and he goes to the door and he covers he tries to cover the peephole with the rubber band part from the torn mask that they gave him, which he shredded that bitch up too. And then he tries to tie the door shut with the rubber band. I'm like, what the fuck are you going to tie it to, dude? It's a doorknob. But and he takes his shirt off. Y'all, I told you that, right? And so then hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Puts his shirt back on. Then he sits at the table, and all the torn up mask and the red Solo cup and all that, he throws it all over the room. Okay. Then he starts banging on the table again. And I'm not talking about tapping the fucking table. I'm talking about banging the shit out of it. And then he kicks the table twice, kicks the shit out of it. And then he stares at the camera, and guess what he does? He flips the bird at the camera because he knows they're watching. He flips the bird at the camera for like 10 seconds. I counted it. All right. He's like, did not say anything. He's just, and I'm doing it in my hand with my hand now. He's flipping the bird at the camera. Okay. Then he kicks the chairs several times. Like he's like kicking them and knocking them across the room. And then he sits there and he stares at the door. All right. Then he leans back and starts to slide the table across the room repeatedly. Okay. This is a big round table. He's like sliding it, slides it and then pulls it back and slides it again violently. All right. Then he starts to spin the table, spinning in circles, like grabs and spins as hard as he can. And then y'all, this is all over a period of time, but I'm giving it to you, blow, 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 what he does. Then he stands up and walks to the door, and he tries to cover the peephole again with the string from the mask. Now, if you're a cop and somebody does that, back in my day, we didn't have cameras in the interrogation room, but we didn't have a peephole either. But if you were covering a peephole, I'd have come in and had said, hey, bitch, don't cover the peephole, right? We got to be able to see you. But they had two other cameras on him. So he tries to cover the peephole again with the string from the mask, and that doesn't work naturally. So what does he do? He punches the door, punches it, okay? And then he walks around the room and picks up all the trash he's thrown on the floor and puts it back on the table. And he sits down and he puts his feet up in a chair, right? I think there were three chairs total. So he sits down and he puts his feet up in another chair. And then he begins to beat the shit out of the wall. But intermittently at this time, like he'll hit it, bam, and then bam. I mean, it's fucking loud. So, you know, the detectives can hear it. Everybody in the police department can hear it. And he's just banging on the wall. Then he picks up one of the chairs and slams it on the ground. I'm talking about picks it like 2 or 3 feet off the ground and just slams it as hard as he can. Then he starts to slide the chair, violently. He slides it, slings it. And then he stands up and he moves the whole table and the chair out of the camera's view, as much as he didn't know evidently that there was another camera, and in the Patron and convicts, you'll have both cameras put up the views, but he slides the table what he thinks is out of the camera's view, and it begins to bang on the table. Okay. And then he starts throwing the trash all over the room again. I mean, he's just being a dick, right? Then there's more banging. He's banging, I guess, on the wall. You can see it from the second camera. He's banging, banging, banging as loud as he can. Then he holds his hand up in front of the camera again, starts flipping the bird, right? That international sign of good fuck yourself. And then he does more banging, y'all. And look, those detectives had a lot more patience than me. I'd have skull drug this fucker. But he's banging, banging, banging. Then he starts picking up the table and dropping it. Picking it up, dropping it. And then he flips the bird again. Okay. And then he starts playing the drums on the table. But this time it was for a longer duration. He's doing it for longer. All right. And I mean, not because he's fucked up, y'all. He's just doing it to be a dick. He wants them to come back in the room. This is my impression. What does he do next? All right. Well, you're pretty sure you can't get out of the camera's view. So what do? He gets on the floor underneath a table and hides. And all you can see is his feet from the one camera angle. All you can see is his feet, sticking out from underneath the table. But then he starts to bang on the table again. Why? Cause you're being a dick. All right. Then he gets up and he sits in the chair and he starts some heavy breathing. I don't know why, but this is what he was doing. Then he picks up the table, lifts it and slams it again. And then he stops and he stares at the door. And while he's staring at the door, he starts to hit the wall. And then he looks at his hands And then he picks up the table, and this time he's banging, he's slamming it as hard as he can. And he slams it across the room violently, right? Now, like any other table would have broken. Then he starts playing with the rubber band from the face mask. Then he gets up. He walks around the room and starts banging on things, the wall. He kicks the door, kicks the shit out of it. Then he goes and he sits back down, starts playing the drums on the table again until he got done with that. Then he picks up the table again and slams it on the ground. Then again, he starts to spin the table around and around and around, like violently, y'all, as fast as you do, just spins the shit out of it. Then he puts his foot up on it and he kicks it, the table, right? Then he grabs the table and he spins it several more times. And then he moves his position again and bangs on the table repeatedly, okay? This is all over a period of like an hour, y'all. And then he starts to spin the table again, and he starts banging, and then he bangs more. When I say banging, I mean he's banging on the table, he's kicking the table, he's hitting the wall, and at some point, he's spinning the table and doing the banging. He gets up, and he goes and sits in a chair. He moves the chair in front of the door, blocking it, and he sits in it. Right? Like he's barricading himself in the room, like, fuck you. You won't come in. I'm not going to let you come in. And he starts banging on it again. All right. Well, he realizes that they're not going to come in for that reason. So he stands up and he takes off his shirt. And what does he do? He covers the peephole with his shirt. And while he's doing that, he starts banging on the door. And he goes and sits down without a shirt on, and he slams the shirt on the table, like kind of whipping it. He, wham, wham, and he does it over and over again, y'all. And then he starts taking the shirt, and he's whipping it around, like around his head. And he starts slamming it and hitting the wall. And he starts beating the wall. And again, he sends that sign of love. He starts flipping the bird at the camera. And then he starts beating the wall again and slaps his shirt over and over into the wall. Like you're spinning it, bam, 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 into the wall, right? So at this point, I think he must have damaged the microphone to the camera that I was watching on. And again, both cameras will be put up. It must be the same camera system for the microphone system for both cameras, because it cuts off on both of them at this point. So he must have damaged the microphone. Anyway, he slides the table in front of the door now. Okay. Remember he did it with the chair earlier. He slides the table in front of the door, barricading it. And he sits on the other side of the table and he puts his feet up on the table. Okay. Then he puts his shirt on his head, covering his face, and starts to bang on the wall, banging on the wall again. No response, right? The cops hadn't come in. And this has been going on now for 30 plus minutes. Then he laid his head on the table for maybe 2 minutes. And then he sits up and he starts banging on the wall. And this time it's nonstop, y'all. And he's doing it with his elbow. Right? I mean, he's bam, 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 bam. I'm assuming that he hurt his hand, or, you know, that's why he's doing that. But after he gets tired of banging on the wall with his elbow, which was even louder, yeah, I guess maybe he was tired for a minute. He lays his head on the table. All right. But then he didn't lay his head on the table for long. He sits up again and starts to spin the table. Like, y'all, when I say spinning, I'm talking about grabbing it and spinning as hard as he can. And then he stops and he looks at his hands. And this is a around the 37 minute mark in the video, y'all. And then the younger detective comes in and moves the table out of the way. And Brooks kind of, the detective kind of slides it, and Brooks kind of pushes it to the side. And the detective has some uniform guys behind him, right? This asshole's been trying to get them to come in the room the whole time. You know, look, if you ever got somebody in a cell and they take their shirt off and they're doing all that banging, that means they want to fight. And I can tell you that from all my years in prison experience. But the detective basically, and I'm going to play it for you, but the, cause I have the audio from the detective when he comes in the room. So, I'm gonna go ahead and play that for you now.
Thank you. fingernails.
Okay. Did I damage anything other than a plastic cup?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. So, fuck off.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Recording.
There's gonna be a switch in there.
Yeah, it's got to be.
The only thing in there is the press for the be able to talk.
So y'all, finally they had enough. The detective comes in, and this big badass, Billy Badass, you've been doing all this shit. You want to do all this and that? Well, he didn't do anything. And the detective says, look, we're moving you somewhere else. Turn around, put your hands behind your back. And they cuff him up. And he goes with him like a little bitch, like you just heard on the audio. So with that, I'm going to stop. It's a longer episode today, y'all, because now I'm going to attach that whole audio. And you want to listen to, I don't know if he's trying to act crazy. I know he's trying to act pissed off. But, you know, when the detective comes in the room and they cuff him up, he's a little bitch. He's docile, doesn't do anything. But you know the one thing he really doesn't do? He doesn't ask about Haley. He never asks about Haley. And that's the common theme throughout this, right? And you know why he doesn't ask about Haley? Because he knows what happened to her. He definitely knows. So I'm going to conclude this episode, y'all. Please continue to hashtag Justice for Haley on any comments you make on Facebook or social media. And Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler, the family, look, this is a hard time of the year for them. This happened on December 26th, and, you know, so it's going to be a couple of days after you hear this, and, you know, naturally the day after Christmas. It's a hard time for them. Y'all pray for them. I just got off the phone with Miss Barbara a few minutes ago, and they were worried that they had done something wrong because I hadn't been communicating as much this week as I had in past weeks, but, you know, we were busy doing stuff, but always working on Justice for Haley. And I need y'all to please continue to like and share it. Share it, share it, share it, and hashtag everything. Hashtag Justice for Haley. So the next episode begins an odyssey that you won't believe. Okay. Obviously they're moving in from the interrogation room, and the next episode I'm going to pick up exactly. I got to tell the story, y'all, in order, and you're going to see what happens. And the next four, okay, because that's we have the audio and video. The next four, are going to blow your mind. Absolutely going to blow your mind. And you know, the one thing I say out that never changes is the truth. This dude can't tell the truth to save his life, or he won't tell it. You know, and anyway, so please continue to listen, to like, and share. Y'all, that's it for this week. If you haven't listened to the other ones, go back and listen to them. If you want to see all the videos and the crime scene and everything else. And yes, we're going to be putting up some more stuff. We have so much stuff, and a lot of it I wouldn't put up for anybody, but a lot of it needs to be put up, and we're going to as it goes along. Patreon.com, Real Life Real Crime, or go to Real Life Real Crime Community app in the App Store, download it for free. And if you want to subscribe through there, I call them convicts. You get all the bonus materials and bonus episodes of Real Life Real Crime. And it's just all the case files from other cases we've worked, and just lots of different stuff that the general public doesn't have. And I'm Woody Overton, you host of Real Life Real Crime, the podcast. Until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.